morning, everybody. Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Well, cattle producers, you're invited to the 12th annual Grass Time Sale of Express Ranches, Saturday, April 20th, high noon at the ranch in Yukon, Oklahoma. They'll be selling 700 head, including 151 Angus bulls, 10 Hereford bulls, 155 registered Angus pairs, and a lot more. You can download the sale catalog online and see videos at expressranches.com. Call for more information, 405-350-0044. Express Ranches, Grass Time Sale.
This is Greg Griffith with the Livestock Exchange. Friends, you need a professional working for you when you sell your cattle. That's how you get top dollar. And selling with one of the 8 commissions at the Oklahoma National Stockyards means you'll have a pro working hard on your behalf. The Oklahoma National Stockyards, still one of the largest stocker and feeder cattle markets in the world. Bring your cattle and consign with one of our commission firms. And while you're in town, go around the corner and have a great steak or shop for a pair of boots here in Stockyard City. Remember, the Livestock Exchange at the Oklahoma National Stockyards.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Carson Horn. U.S. agriculture is disappointed in the European Union's failure to include agriculture in trade talks with the United States. Agriculture will certainly not be a part of these negotiations, European Trade Commissioner Cecilia Malmström said earlier this week while announcing the EU is ready to begin trade talks with the United States. Pushback from U.S. agriculture includes ag state senators such as Chuck Grassley of Iowa, who threatens that a deal that excludes agriculture would be unlikely to win approval in Congress. The American Soybean Association called the EU announcement a disappointment. Soybeans exported to the EU in 2017 were valued at $1.6 billion. ASA President Davey Stevens says U.S. farmers had high hopes the negotiations could address longstanding concerns regarding EU policies on agricultural biotechnology and pesticide laws. ASA is urging the Trump administration to push back against the EU and insist that agriculture issues are addressed in trade discussions. In other news, Gregory Haynes of Colorado has been named CEO of the Cattlemen's Beef Promotion and Research Board. Effective June 17, 2019, Haynes will transition from his current role as chair of the U.S. Agricultural Export Development Council to his new role at the helm of the CBB. Haynes is well acquainted with the beef industry, having served in prior roles with the U.S. Meat Export Federation as Vice President of International Marketing Programs and as the U.S. MEF's liaison with the beef industry. Chuck Coffey, chairman of the CBB from Davis, Oklahoma, remarked on Haynes' appointment, stating that knowledge of beef producers and the overall beef industry is a must in this role. Greg is well regarded both here in the U.S. and abroad for his background and understanding of promoting beef and building industry relationships. Most importantly, though, he's passionate about the beef industry. The Cattlemen's Beef Board is elated to have him as part of the team. Finally, today, USDA data shows that cover crop acreage is up about 50%. The adoption of cover crops as a key soil health practice continues at a rapid rate throughout the country, that according to new data from the 2017 Census of Agriculture. The Sustainable Agriculture Research and Education Program says new data shows cover crops were planted on 15.4 million acres in 2017, up 50% over 5 years. Dr. Rob Myers of the organization says the growth in cover crop acreage is providing major dividends in soil health and conservation. He called the need for cover crops for soil protection paramount, as our whole food system depends on having healthy soils. The Sustainable Agriculture Research and Education Program has funded nearly 1,000 research and education projects on cover crops in the last 30 years since it was first funded by the Department of Agriculture. You got farm news on Ron.
Hey, cattle producers, it's your Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, April 18th, live from Fort Worth on Dish Network, Satellite 997, and SuperiorClickToBid.com. It'll start at 8 a.m. Central Time, 45,000 head of cattle this week, 10,400 yearling steers, 6,700 yearling heifers, 13,250 weaned calves, and 13,825 calves on cows. For details, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call them 800-422-2117.
And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a great day. I'm Associate Farm Director Carson Horn reporting.